Welcome back, everyone, for our evening practice. And so, as you're getting comfy and cozy, do give yourself a few moments to settle in and to really just enjoy the experience of decompressing, releasing some of what you've been holding into the ground, into the space. And as a way to enter into this time of practice, I'll chant the refuge and bodhicitta prayer. And again, you can just allow the prayer to wash over you. I'll chant it both in Tibetan and in English. Sangye chudong soki chonam la jang chu bardu dagni kyapsu jidagi jin so gipe sonam gidrola penche sangye rupa Sangye chudong soki chonam la jang chu bardu dagni kyapsu jidagi jin so gipe sonam Gidrola penche sangye drupa sho sangye judang soki jonam la jang tu pardu dagni kyapsu jidagi jin so gipe sonam gidrola penche sangye drupa sho In the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, I take refuge until enlightenment is won by the merits of giving and other virtuous deeds. May I attain Buddhahood for the sake of all beings. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, I take refuge until enlightenment is won by the merits of giving and other virtuous deeds. May I attain Buddhahood for the sake of all beings. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, I take refuge until enlightenment is won by the merits of giving and other virtuous deeds. May I attain Buddhahood for the sake of all beings. Semchen tam che dewa dang dewe gyu dan den bar gyu chi. Dugnal dang dugnagi gyudang drawar gyuchi. Dugnal mepe dewadang midrawar gyuchi. Nye ring chang dang dang dro wei tang nyam la ne bar gyu chi. May all beings have happiness and the cause of happiness. May all be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all never part from the happiness of no suffering. May all remain in equanimity, free from partiality, attachment, and aversion. Just taking a few moments to feel the reverberations of the prayers. And then, as you begin this time of practice, I invite you to take a few moments to gently bring your awareness into the body. You can begin by simply noticing the breath. Perhaps feeling the fullness in the belly. And an opening in the chest. Some air coming and going from the nostrils as you inhale and exhale. And then taking three or four nice, slow, deep inhalations, and yet slower exhalations. Allowing each in-breath to offer you some increased wakefulness and ease. And the out-breath to allow for a fuller sense of release and decompression. And as your eyes are gently closed, you can begin to allow all of the muscles in the face to relax. This is an area of the body we use a great deal outside of our awareness. Just invite you to offer your face the opportunity to soften and settle. And then, at your own pace, you can begin to imagine that you're sitting by a beautiful body of water. It could be a lake or reservoir you know well, or a beach that evokes for you a sense of ease and freedom. Take a few moments to imagine yourself sitting by this water. Perhaps noticing the clear sky, the clouds reflecting on the water's surface. Notice too the sense of increased ease and decompression you feel as you connect with this setting. Allowing the breath to settle into its own natural rhythm. And enjoying a sense of unhurried time. And as you bring your awareness to this body of water, noting its placid surface, you can begin to imagine that out of this water, perhaps 6 to 8 feet in front of you, emerges a beautiful and large 8-petaled lotus, soft pink in color, glistening in the sun. And in the center of this lotus is a flat and translucent moon disk. And out of the center of this moon disk emerges a shimmering green Tara Buddha, mother of all Buddhas. She's dark green in color and bright as a million suns, emitting her beautiful light in all directions. She sits facing you, wearing an expression of ease and delight, and a most genuine affection for you and your presence. You can take a few moments to notice both her emerald light that she emits in all directions and the sense of her buoyancy as she sits with her right leg slightly extended, indicating her wish to join you in your suffering, whatever it might be. And her left leg is gently tucked inward, symbolizing her commitment to caring for her own mind-body system. In this way, she's in a gentle dancing pose that represents her readiness to connect both with your needs and experience without losing connection to her own. Her right hand is extended over her right knee, palm facing outward, indicating her readiness for swift, compassionate action. And her left hand is held upward with her thumb and ring fingers forming a circle as she holds three lotus flowers. One still a bud, indicating the Buddhas of the future. One blossoming, indicating the Buddhas of the present. And one fully blossomed, indicating the Buddhas of the past. You can think of Tara Buddha as a reliable mirror of your own deepest nature. One filled with clarity and spaciousness. She reflects back to you your own readiness to respond to suffering with sensitivity and skill and determination. As you sit facing her, or just imagine her before you, you can offer her your greetings, your salutations, welcoming her to this time of contemplation. And then you can imagine that through your heart center, you send her offerings of all kinds, beautiful flowers and delicious fruits, sacred literature, visualizing these kind gifts surrounding her and her delight in receiving them. And then you can take a few moments to call to mind a personal difficulty and simply acknowledge its presence in your life and your wish to stay open to working with this difficulty. Can imagine Tara Buddha's kindness and respect as she recognizes this difficulty and your vow to continue working with it with great resolve. And then you can begin to imagine all of your spiritual friends throughout this world and their courageous contemplative efforts at healing, deeply wishing that these efforts may flourish. And then you can begin to request that Tara Buddha continue teaching you the healing arts of the Buddha Dharma, allowing the gentle and healing rain of Buddhist teachings to continue refreshing your mind and softening the heart. You can also request that she remain with you, reflecting back to you your deepest nature of clarity and compassion that remains accessible to you in every moment and in all circumstances. And then you can dedicate this time of reflection and practice, to your loved ones, to the many people in this world whom you don't know or don't know well, and even to one or two people with whom you've had some difficulties. And as a way to evoke your sense of connection with this healing Buddha, mother of all Buddhas, I'll chant the Green Tara Mantra. And if at any point you wish to join in, please do so. Or you can simply enjoy the sound of this mantra. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Swaha, which means, may the body, speech, and mind of Tara Buddha usher in liberation from all forms of suffering. May it be so. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Swaha. 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 Tare Ture Swaha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Swaha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Swaha. Ture Swaha. Om Tare tare tu tare tu re swa. Om tare tu tare tu re swa. Om tare tu tare tu re swa. Tare tu re swa. Om tare tu 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 tare tu re swa. Now, as you're communing with Tara Buddha, you can begin to imagine that her light begins to grow yet brighter as she becomes smaller in size, about the tip of your thumb, and then comes to rest just above the crown of your head. Take a few moments to feel her buoyancy and her compassion. And then slowly, at your own pace, you can begin to imagine that she enters through the crown of your head, a pure, bright, healing light that gently begins to mix with every cell in your body, every aspect of your mind. Just enjoy the sense of a truly benign yet healing light filling your body and your mind. Notice the parts of yourself you know well. including the parts that you like and cherish, as well as the parts you might struggle with. And allow this green Buddha energy to gently mix with all of these aspects of yourself. Also noticing the parts you sense but don't know well, which might include unclaimed talents and capacities. And allow her energy to gently enter into these aspects of who you are, offering you a sense of increased energy and aliveness. Taking a few moments to feel into the sense of having a body and mind that is buoyant and clear. So that you begin to feel that you are Tara Buddha, emitting your brilliant green light in all directions. Mother of all Buddhas. So skillful, caring, deeply intelligent and wise. Feel the truth of your own swift, compassionate nature. The truth of your Buddha nature. And in these next few minutes, at your own pace, you can begin to release the entire visualization, almost as if it were a raindrop falling into the ocean. And then enjoying a sense of just being. Just breathing. Feeling the buoyancy of your body and mind. And lastly, as a way to nurture any clarity or insight or healing you may have experienced, you can dedicate your practice to all beings, imagining that your spiritual efforts may offer them needed inspiration and sustenance, ushering in for us all a time of potential ease, genuine well-being, and contentment. And taking your time, really just sensing when your body is ready to slowly, gently come up into an upright position. Thank you, everyone, for your beautiful participation and presence in this practice and this day. And we will begin our period of noble silence. And so I hope that you have a good rest tonight. Sweet dreams, everyone. Good night.